Welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. Yeah, this is real soul music. We're presenting a Malofsky interview that was done in 1992, a few years back. And it's one of my favorite interviews that I've done in these 40 years. That together with Shankar, I think that these two were my most favorite interviews. You'll hear the next part when they came to Lakewood, and boy, would they be surprised to see what's happened to Lakewood in the last 28, 30 years have flown by so quickly. Okay, let's get back to the interview with the Malofsky children. This is Charlie Bernhout, by the way. You know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com. Okay, now to the second hour.
We lived in Borough Park in Brooklyn. We had a big three-story house in Borough Park.
Too bad you don't have it now because with the prices there, but anyway.
My father gave away the house, literally gave it away to a Rabbanisha family. Yeah. She was about 19 and he was about 24 and they had 9 kids already. So Papa felt very sorry for that. So he says, okay, we bought a little farm here in Lakewood.
And we were moved, close to the Irvington.
I lived in Englewood. I'm Gitti, and Ruthie lives in Freehold, and Morty lived in Lakewood too.
I moved into the city of Lakewood, we're in rural here on the farm, which where we are at the moment.
Right.
And there's 15 acres here that was really God's little acres. Papa used to walk the fields.
In case you want to buy the farm, you got it.
Okay, but so you were in Borough Park, and then because you were appearing at the Irvington, New Irvington, then you decided to move to Lakewood.
Papa told us he couldn't stand the subways, and we used to go every day, every other day downtown on the subways together to sing at the radio station, and he said, we have to go away from the subways, so he went to Lakewood. So he said, now my kids won't have to drive the subways.
Yeah. Sang there for
you're forgetting something, too. You're forgetting the fact that we made so many weddings.
Well, we did millions of weddings. I sang Because about 7,000 times.
In Yiddish or in English?
In both.
In New York, when we were there and we were really working, we used to make two weddings on a Saturday night because they used to start late. We had a police escort and limousine waiting downstairs. Mm-hmm. We had a 27-minute wedding ceremony that was actually took 27 minutes. And we used to run down and they'd run us to the next hall and we'd make another ceremony. And on Sundays, we made like five.
We had a place in Brooklyn called the Empyrean Manor, and they had three floors, and they had three floors.
From one wedding to the next.
They used to finish one wedding upstairs, I used to start with the wedding downstairs, and Goldie
what was
the,
I singing?
The Vimale.
Vimale.
Goldie sang the Vimale, and I used to start with the Because upstairs, so by the time she finished the Vimale downstairs, I used to grab a little canopy as we ran back. We were crazy. We did so many weddings there.
Yeah, those people are really married.
And Goldie wrote the speech. She wrote the speech for the rabbi that took exactly 3 minutes. If he went on. It was a lot of fun.
We had some great experiences together.
Yeah, but we sang with Pop. It was such a joy.
The thing is that we as American people were always we. And I remember my own experience. When I used to finish a Rosh Hashanah, it was like walking 2 feet off the ground for 6 months. I didn't need ground.
We walked. It was an inspiration. The whole thing was an inspiration. And then when Pop got sick and everything went down, for us, everything went down the drain.
But we were sort of retiring before that.
We were retiring.
We shouldn't have, but we were doing that.
Well, Papa wrote his music and he sent stuff around. And there was always millions, hundreds of letters that used to come in for Nedivas all over the world. They all thought that we made all kinds of miraculous money, but we sent when we didn't have, we sent refrigerators, we sent clothes, we sent whatever we could. Pop had family that was left in Russia. We tried to help them. We all did. We all put into the pot and we all worked together.
This has just been such an experience hearing these memories of the past. What I'd like to do is go through some of these albums with you, and for the second hour, for various of the selections, I'd like to play some of your favorites, and perhaps you could give some background on some of the pieces. Continuing now with our conversation with the Malofsky children, there was one aspect that you were telling me about in terms of a theme song. Why don't you tell our audience a little bit about this?
Yeah, we had a theme song that we used to, that was identifying ourselves all the time, wherever we sang in any little city, and it...
Yeah, but first, before you sing it, let me explain what the concept was. When we came into a little city, a small town, where we had to give a concert on the way to a major concert, the human interest factor of a father singing with six children was always good for free radio time or free newspaper advertisement, but they couldn't advertise the concert, actually, particularly on the radio. But it was interesting for them, the human interest factor, the father and six children, they gave us radio time. So we did a few numbers on the radio, and then as they would close out, we did this theme song. And
to identify us,
and of course to identify the concert, which the girls will sing.
So it was in Yiddish, and of course they didn't understand Yiddish.
No, the theme song was do 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 do. Anyway, so we had to think of something. So Papa thought that in order for people to know where the concert was without anybody being, we didn't want to push the advertisement, but still and all, while we're on the radio and we knew we had a large audience, so we might as well do it this way. Kinsigayin morgen, morgen auf der Nacht, wird dir hören. Singing morgen, morgen auf der Nacht, zu der Schule Iberes, Tiberes Israel.
Great. Oh, that is fantastic.
Yes,
we're going to have to have a comeback tour. That was beautiful.
So that gave the address the shul, that told them where the shul was, and told them to come here us tomorrow night.
Told them the time the concert started.
Morgen auf der Nacht, come on down. And nobody was offended by it. They all thought we were closing off our little show with our theme song.
that is just a fantastic story. Now, tell us about your experience with Jan Pierce.
This is a very interesting experience.
Well, Jan Pierce was a very good friend of my father's. And at one time, not too far before he passed away, he was called to come to Chicago to daven for the Yontif. And he was a little leery of it, because the opera is his style. But for the davening, it wasn't quite his style, the zuganish and the saying and the words. So my father got a letter in the mail saying he would love to talk to Papa, if we can make a meeting. So we made a meeting between John Pierce and Papa, and lo and behold, John Pierce hired my father to teach him all the zuganish and all the sayings and all the prayers.
The nusach from the davening.
And so John Pierce was excited about it, and we were excited about it. And so John Pierce used to come to my house in Freehold and sit down at the table and talk with Papa, and Papa used to teach him. And then we made up that we should go into New York to his apartment. And we used to bring Papa to his apartment twice a week, and we used to go shopping on Fifth Avenue while they were discussing and learning Chazunish. Then they became very good friends. And years after that, we had a concert at the Garden State Arts Center, and John Pierce was there, and he called us to ask us to be with him. And we sang on stage together with John Pierce, and it was very exciting.
We sang background. We were choir to John Pierce. He did several opera selections, but he did one Chazunish selection, and we were his choir.
Yes, it was a great honor to do that, great honor for us. We still talk about it as a great honor.
And he adored Papa, and it was an honor for him to have Papa be there at his side, too. I want you to know that Papa was so proud of his kids. Nothing could have, you couldn't have said a bad thing about his kids to him. He loved them. He was so proud of the way we sang together. And I want you to know that we were so proud of him. There was never a greater father. We were so proud to know that he was loved by so many people all over the world. It was a thrill.
Let's hear some of your father's great selections. How about telling us some of the cantorial pieces that you particularly liked?
Well, we used to, when we were younger, of course, we used to argue about the favorite record.
It's very hard to pick a favorite.
We love them all so much. But Shemel Kobichyos, which he said was a unique piece of music, and his rendition of it was out of this world.
We're going to hear four that you have all told me are among your favorites. I know it's hard to pick one, but we'll hear Shomea Kol Bichios, then Morin de Vishmaya, Vashormu, and then Va'al Yadei.
Thank you. moron, moron, de vish moyo.
Субтитры сделал DimaTorzok.
yaşayışım mesajıma yi Zoroyim yakin li Him yelecek Him yelecek aşuyi Dapi voi zukhira kalan voi Akino mume yalo Akino mume yalo yero Khay me rawa khaym Rafi marahmano Rafi marahmano Rahim al-Hamenu Deyo
to the magnificent voice of cantor Shmuel Malofsky. I'm sitting together with four of the children, and we have Goldie and Gitti, who is also Trudy, Trudy known as Gitti, and then we have Ruthie and Mort. Your father sang with Yasla Rosenblatt, and we're going to be hearing a selection right now. Tell us a little bit about this.
The Viafu, you're going to...
Yes.
That's a long, long time ago. That's before our time, even. But that's when he was a protege of Yosela's, and his greatest desire, he always told us as we were growing up, that he should sound like Yosela and be like Yosela, and because he was his role model, his idol, his everything.
And he did. He got the falsetto. He fashioned after Yosela, and he did his falsetto wherever he was, and people used to stand up. They didn't believe Papa's falsetto. It was so beautiful. And I know very few people who could do that.
Let's hear this magnificent selection together with two of the world's great, great cantors, Shmuel Malofsky and Yosela Rosenblatt.
Yo me dejo a uno, me llame a
Going to come to a real favorite of mine, and I know many of our listeners, which is the Malofsky family version of L'Chor Dodi. Now, I know this is a favorite of yours also.
It used to be one of our very favorites, especially when we were singing Zmiris and around the table. We sing L'Chor Dodi in the old-fashioned way until Papa wrote this one for us. We used to sing L'Chor Dodi L'Kras Kala.
Yes.
Beautiful. That's beautiful, too.
Yes.
But then Papa said that he has to write a thing for us, especially for the three of us, me, Gitti, Goldie, and Ruthie.
You know, I know it's an bit of an imposition, but let's hear a little bit of this.
Okay. You ready? Wait, this is the part that comes after L'Chor Dodi. This
okay.
is the middle.
Okay.
Mi Kedash Melech Ir Melocha
Bravo! Oh, is that beautiful? Oh, I want to ask you, how long has it been since you've sang that together?
I've seen Ruthie and Trudy in the last 3 months.
Goldie hasn't been feeling well, but she just did a beautiful job.
Oh, it was wonderful.
It was just wonderful. It was inspiring to me, too.
I'm so grateful that you're together and sharing this with us. It's just magnificent, really. Yeah, we got to have a revival of the Milovskis.
That sounds good.
You know, we got to work on that one. That would be great.
Okay, let's get the grandchildren involved.
That's right.
You never know.
We can do it with your help, Charlie.
Well, if I can be of help, it would be my pleasure, really. And I'm hoping, look, I know a lot of people have been looking forward to this show. I have received many letters and calls, and when I mentioned that we were going to be doing this, there's a lot of people out there who are anticipating this show, and I'm so grateful that you took the time to share all these memories and this magnificent music with us.
It was a pleasure to do it. I just want you to know that we just barely, just the tip of the iceberg, because we have so many, after all those years, we just tried to get, you know, get the most important points across, but there's so much more to be able to be told.
There's so much to be heard about the family.
Well, you know what? I'm making an offer right now. We're going to get together after you hear this, and we'll make a note of things that we didn't discuss, and we'll have a second. We can go on and on. I mean, this is very, very important.
We can do this for about 40 years.
That's great. Well, on behalf of my listening audience, I just have to tell all of you how grateful I am, and I know we are, to be together and to share the great, great music of the Milovsky family.
We too, Charlie, are grateful that they remember us, and they do sometimes think of the Milovsky.
And it's through people like you, Charlie, that help keep the name going. Thank you very much.
Thanks again. We'll now hear some more selections of the Milovskis and be continuing with Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. Thank you. Just around the corner, let's hear the Malofskys with Al Chait.
Thank you. Another selection appropriate for the forthcoming weeks. Let's hear Barosh Hashanah.
Mi bro,
Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed these 2 hours of Jewish Soul, this special with the Malofsky family. I remind you that we will not be on the air next week. We're being preempted, but in the forthcoming weeks, we'll be having specials for the holidays together with fundraising. Don't forget, tomorrow evening on Channel 32, if you're in the suburban cablevision area, I'll be on at 8:35 in the evening with Jack Weinschenker and Judaism Today. With an interview that's this Monday, tomorrow, and the following 2 Mondays, September 7th and the 14th. Also, next Sunday, that's September 6th, don't miss the 14th Annual Jewish Renaissance Fair, featuring Avram Fried, Ronald Liron, Schlockrock, Andy Statman, Avram Rosenblum. Great food, great entertainment, Yiddishkeit, Freilichkeit, and I'll be there selling tapes on behalf of the Rabbinical College. All profits go to the college. Come over and say hello to me. I'm usually to the left of the stage. And then, of course, Judaica Society is presenting Judaica Expo 92 at Liberty State Park. Don't forget, Thursday, September 10th, all day, Friday until Shabbos, and then all day Sunday. That's at Liberty State Park in Jersey City, commemorating 500 years of history. Food, entertainment, all with Sephardic background, and I encourage you to attend. We'll close with part of Lecha Dodi and the Malofsky family. Thanks for joining with me. Shalom, everyone.
Bnei Shabbos Nikavelu Koyr be di borecha, iyish mi yo no keilam yucho. Adi shemecha, kushmo yecha, leshemul siferes, veli si.
Soy más
Okay, looks like that's the end. And this is Charlie Burnett, hoping that you enjoyed these 2 hours, almost 2 hours, of the interview with the Milovsky children. And you understand now some of the attraction that I have for their singing. And I think they're terrific. Thanks for joining with me. You know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Shalom, everybody.